podcast where we get down to business every week. My name is Aileon and I am your host. And if you've been following along with me, you know that I am in the middle of a three-part mini-series entitled Process, Pace, and Pain. This has been the most responsive podcast series in the 2 years that I've been podcasting, and I am sad to see it come to an end. I have enjoyed this doing this podcast series so much. It has been so good for me, and I just want to thank everybody that had commented and gave their feedback about this particular podcast series. I'm glad that it's helping you guys, and I'm glad that you all are enjoying it so much. So a quick recap. In week one, I gave you a definition for process, and it is a journey that one takes in order to become or be transformed into the person that's required for their next level. Also in week one, I discussed why a process is necessary and the benefits of a process. In week two, I discussed the subject of pain. I talked about what transformational pain is and tips to survive the pain that occurs during the process. This week, I'm going to discuss the pace of a process, and this will be the final installment of this mini series. So pace is defined as the tempo or speed at which something or someone moves. In every process, there is a pace that you have to keep in order to stay in sync with the movement of your process. If you think about an airplane, every plane that is flown, whether it's a private jet or a commercial liner or whatever, there's a time and it's a time for the arrival and there's a time for the departure. The plane has to remain in perfect sync with air control, and they have to also remain in perfect communication with air control in order to ensure the safety of all of the passengers. Taking off too late or too soon can be potentially hazardous because they have to monitor what planes are coming in and what planes are leaving at what time so that there isn't any crashing or confusion as who's landing and who's not. So imagine if air traffic control didn't exist, how would flying be for everybody? It would be extremely dangerous. And the same is true for your process. If you arrive too soon, you might miss the timing that is for you. Or if you arrive too late, you'll definitely miss your timing. So it's crucial that you stay in sync with the timing of your process and move in pace with it. In every process, you will have a discovery phase. This is where you discover what led you to this place and why you're here. So for example, if you are currently having financial issues and you want to correct them, or you're entering into a process to help you get or help you become debt free, you have to acknowledge why you got here. Was it bad spending habits? Did you lose your job? Did you not save enough money or whatever? So this is where you discover how did you end up here. The next phase is the developmental phase. This is the phase where you learn the necessary habits, skills, behavior, language, or whatever is required that will yield you success on the next level. During this phase of the process, this is where you will take your classes, read your books, get your mentors, get therapy if necessary. This is really the phase where you spend your most time learning. You discover your habits, your hiccups, the things that keep you in repeated cycles. This is really where you really get to discover yourself and learn how to pick up better traits that will ensure your success in your next level. And the final phase is the testing phase. This is the phase where what you've learned during the process is tested before you commence to the next level of your destiny. This is the phase where the rubber meets the road. You're going to find yourself becoming more tempted to quit, to go back to old habits, to take on old mindsets, or even just revert back to the person that you used to be during this phase. And really what it is just you being tested to see if you really learned what you truly say you learned. So if you are, you know, saving money to buy a house or paying off debt, then, you know, your favorite store is going to have a super crazy sale that can really totally blow your budget if you're not mindful of your spending habits. So this is the phase where you are truly tested to see if you are truly transformed and ready for the next level of your destiny. Each phase has its own pace. Some phases will take longer while others will be shorter, but the key is for you to stay in sync with the process. It's tempting to get agitated and forfeit some of the crucial steps in our process because it will take too long or be too painful, but it's in those steps that the necessary development takes place. Don't cheat yourself or the people that you're called to reach by taking shortcuts. I know it's very tempting when you're in the middle of a process, especially a long process, to want to become discouraged, quit, stall, or take a shortcut. But you have to remember that nothing lasts forever. No pain lasts forever. And the temporary pain that you feel in your process is really developmental phases for you so that you can become the person that you need to be. If you give up in the middle of your process, you'll never see the end. Or if you move too slow or become discouraged, you might miss the opportunity that lies ahead of you. I understand personally how hard it can be to walk through a process and keep up with the pace of a process. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this mini series is because I have been in a process and I am currently in a process. If I was to go into detail about my last 2 years of my life, it might blow your mind. But to keep the time, just to share with you all, just to be transparent, I have lost things. I've lost friends. I feel like I've hit rock bottom within the last couple years. And what I've discovered in this process is that it has made me and built me to be the woman that will last and that will hold up in any weather. I have lost friends, I've lost personal items, I've had to hold things that I've got started. I mean, this process has been rough personally for me, but I endured every step of the process. And what I learned in the middle of the process is to keep a rhythm and keep a pace. I, you know, journaled and cried and vented and got therapy and all of that stuff to help me along the way, to help me be successful while I was in this process, and also to encourage me. And so I want to encourage you all to do the same. One of the scriptures, you all know that I am open about my Christianity. I don't hide that. But one of the scriptures, one of my favorite scriptures that helped me through the process was this one. It's found in Galatians 6:9. And I'm reading in the English Standard Version. And it says, "Let us not grow weary of well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." And that has been my anchor scripture through this season, is to continue to do well even when I'm weary. Continue to push forward even when I'm tired, because I am aware that the process is only to build me up and make me stronger and to give me wisdom. So I am staying in pace. I'm moving as I need to move, as quick as I need to move, or as slow as I need to move, so that I can be the woman that I need to be for my future. And I pray and I hope that this podcast series encourages you to be the person that you need to be, or go along the journey to become the person that you need to be in order to be successful for your future. I am dedicated. I took a significant amount of time off of podcasting just to be able to bring fresh material to you guys and give you new revelation that I've gotten. I didn't want to ever teach you or share with you things that I haven't learned myself or haven't been through or don't know. I don't know anyone that experienced the pain or whatever. So I took some time off just to be able to bring back fresh material to you guys. And this is what I wanted to deliver: the process, the pain, and the pace, and to remind you and to encourage you and to inspire you to keep going, because it gets hard, but the end result, the final result of the process, is going to be bigger than what you ever could imagine. So I have a resource for you. It is one of my favorite books. I believe that I actually recommended this book in a podcast a few podcasts back. I can't remember exactly, but it's a book entitled Winners Never Cheat, Even in Difficult Times, and it is written by John M. Huntsman. And I will put in the show descriptions where you can click the link and get the book if you're interested in reading it. It's a really excellent book. I highly, highly recommend it if you can get your hands on it. But if you guys enjoyed this podcast, if you guys enjoyed this series, if you want to hear more things similar to this or in this format, please let me know. Email me at alianaanitashow@gmail.com. The email is also in the show descriptions. And if you're interested in following me on any of the social media handles, I am alianaanita on all of the platforms, so you can find me there. Also too, guys, if you enjoyed, please like and share with your friends and family. Also, rate this podcast, leave some feedback for me to read. I actually do read the reviews, so thank you so much for those that have commented. And as I think that's it, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, I'll have a new podcast for you guys. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So as always, stay blessed and be relevant.